A new pizza parlor in Cleveland's Waterloo Arts District features a chef with a lifelong obsession. In today's Quick Bite, we report on one man's never-ending quest for the perfect pie. His eatery's called Citizen Pie, but he's not a citizen himself, just a permanent resident.
My name is Vytras Sasnauskas. I'm from Lithuania, but I can be simply called V.
Simplicity is this pizza pundit's credo.
Take three ingredients, flour, salt, water, and just make something to sing with just few ingredients on top.
Just as basic is V's pizza place on Waterloo Road across the street from the Beachland Ballroom. Not a lot of decor, just posters of Jimi Hendrix, Che Guevara, and other revolutionaries plastered on a side wall.
It's not a restaurant. It's kind of come in, eat, and leave kind of place. Or if you want to hang out and talk, you're welcome to.
Citizen Pie seats about 25, and it gets cozy at the pizza counter in winter when the wood-fired oven's as hot as V wants it.
Between 850 and 920 degrees on the floor and over 1,000 degrees on the dome.
But every time the door opens at the little cafe, V frets about temperature change.
Oven, you have to always pay attention and when to throw the log. We don't have a knob there turning up and down, and we to try to keep at a consistent temperature. Everything comes by feel.
And the feeling he has for pizza is as palpable as his pillowy dough.
I've been making pizza all my life and started as a little kid, smearing ketchup and hot dogs on top of the baguette, and then became hobby and obsession. I'm gonna put the log in.
Vytras Sasnauskas arrived in Cleveland 20 years ago as a classically trained chef. He was chef partner for 7 years at the former Americano at Brattonall Place before it closed last year. He says he doesn't miss the stress.
I realized that I like to do just one or two things simpler and better and perfect.
He loves the challenge of trying to bake a perfect pizza.
It is so hard to balance the texture of the dough, the lightness of the dough, the acidity, sweetness of the tomatoes, the lactose sweetness of the cheese, the aroma of basil. If you're not going to understand that, you cannot be a good cook.
He lifted his peel to put a pie deep into the fiery oven about a minute ago. He rotates it, keeping a constant trained eye on it.
Ideally, we want the crust to bake, cook it through, tomato sauce, a little caramelize and evaporate, and cheese just to start melt, never bubble out, never brown, never separate its own fat from it.
How long will this take?
Gosh, this is almost done.
One of 9 white pizzas on Citizen Pie's current menu is named for V's former restaurant.
Americano contains pistachio cream, sausage, the one we get from New York, fresh mozzarella, finished with the crushed pistachios on top, and red onion.
But the chef's personal favorite is his simplest pie, the margarita.
My recipe is simple. Take flour, salt, and water, make a crust, dress up with tomatoes, basil, and cheese, and bake in a 900-degree oven. That's about it.
He refined it after his quest for perfection took him to Italy.
I learned the philosophy and simplicity and beauty about the ones were being made in Naples.
His flour comes from there.
It's milled specially for the high-temperature ovens.
His Stefano Ferrara oven also comes from Naples.
It weighs 6,500 pounds, and it's built from volcanic soil of the Vesuvius Mountain by hand.
But what he bakes in it isn't strictly Neapolitan.
I'm just making pizza the one I like to eat and serve. You see most of the places they're trying to do authentic Neapolitan pizza, Italian, Sicilian, you name it. And they're like, oh, they don't put pepperoni on pizza, and that's why we're not doing that. Well, guess what? I like pepperoni on my pizza, and so probably you do too.
Customer Sherry Noble Shyla of Brecksville approves.
We're kind of pizza connoisseurs. We travel the world in search of good pies. It's good to see that we're getting some of that here in Cleveland now. They've got the crust, the, you know, kind of burnt edges. It's probably not for everybody, but for people who really like the Neapolitan-style pies, this is very good.
Citizen Pies usually open from noon till 9, or until they run out of dough. Weather conditions affect the natural fermentation process V uses.
It's not like I'm making cookie dough here, so I can whip it up when I'm out. Once we're out and we sold out, some people get mad we're out.
That's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman. 89.7 WKSU.